Hi, I'm Chad Greenway. After retiring from the NFL, I've embraced my new role coaching my kids. Coaches may have the biggest impact on a young person's life. Unfortunately, youth sports are littered with coaches that are focused on the wrong things. That's why it's so important that parents can trust who's coaching their kids. Can you trust your child's youth coach? Our Youth Basketball Association made the decision to utilize trusted coaches to train, screen, and educate all of our basketball coaches. Go to trustedcoaches.org to learn more. I'm a trusted coach. Are you?
Get relief.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Join Coach Fitz of the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at inusports.com. Eight Bears have been named to the Pro Bowl, four on offense and four on defense. Offensive linemen Charles Leno and Cody Whitehair headed to Orlando following the Bears' 12-4 season. The last time eight made it was in 2006. Elsewhere, Baltimore is reportedly expected to cut DB Jimmy Smith. Over to baseball, Mariano Rivera and Roy Halladay are on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time. Harold Baines and Lee Smith already in. We'll find out the entire class at 5 o'clock. On the ice, the Hawks wrap up the first half of the season against the Islanders, and Saints season ticket holders are suing the NFL after Sunday's blown call. They want to replay the end of the NFC title game. This update was brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Don't miss the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo January 24th through the 27th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. For details, visit sportshows.com/Chicago. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 53. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
11. Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
On the first half of this Bernstein and McKnight show, we talked football at the outset, looking at all the Bears Pro Bowlers.
So many Pro Bowlers.
So many Pro Bowlers.
All of the alternates are now Pro Bowlers.
When you are that good and you're not playing anymore, you get the joy and pain, the sunshine and the rain of having had that great season and all the reminders of what could have been as players end up representing you in the Pro Bowl. Matt Miller checked in from the Senior Bowl. A lot of good stuff with him around 10. We talked to Richard Deitch, and it's been an interesting show, considering we're also looking at the enumeration of the powers of the NFL commissioner to go back and change time.
Yeah, all the weird intricacies of a rule book and rules changes and seeming unfairness to the Saints, and it's kind of resulted in weird permutations of interpretations, but nothing really from the NFL on it yet.
Nothing.
This kind of a feel-good story. Joe had it in the update a little bit earlier, but I'm gonna bring it up again. It happened last night after our show, and I'll read it from MLB Trade Rumors the way they wrote it up because I liked it. The Yankees are going to sign Danny Farquhar. They've agreed to a minor league deal with the right-hander, according to John Heyman of FanCred. It's yet another bit of good news for Farquhar, who's been firmly on the upswing since a terrifying medical episode last year. He's made a remarkable